Centric Church, where Jesus Christ is our pastor and the Holy Spirit our guide and Abba Father, our creator, our Yahweh who oversees everything in our lives. And since we love you, Yahweh, we love you, Lord Jesus, we love you, Holy Spirit. Praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you, we worship you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, Abba Father, for another day to just praise you on earth, to try to help to get more of your children back to you, your people, into your kingdom. Help to further your kingdom one more day. We love you, we praise you, we worship you, and we know, Jesus, that you are going to come take us home any minute as your elopture brides and then your rapture brides. We love you so much, and we anxiously, but patiently, trying to be patiently, I should say, wait for your appearing. Because we know you're going to take us home. We'll be your brides. We'll live with you for eternity. We can't wait to praise you and worship you in person, along with Abba Father. We can't wait to sit at your feet, Abba. Just praise you and worship you in person every day. We love you so much. Thank you. I'm blessed with this Rapture-Centric Church family. They keep me going. We keep each other going with prayer, with encouragement, with just companionship and not literal hand-holding because we're not together, but support. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I pray for this family, this Rapture-Centric Church family, and all your brides. Cover us all with the precious blood of Jesus and your holy ones. And I pray, Lord Jesus, shower us with your peace, with your understanding, with your patience, with your endurance, with your strength, with your wisdom and knowledge. We pray you shower us with favor and blessings. We have children of Most High God. pray you shower us with perfect health, and thank you, Jesus, for healing us, whether it be mentally, physically, emotionally. You are the great healer, the great Jehovah Jireh. You say in your word, by your stripes, Lord Jesus, we are healed. Thank you for healing us. Thank you for supplying our needs. You say in your word, Philippians 4:19, for my God will supply all our needs according to the glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God, Abba. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, we pray. Amen. And thank you, excuse me, Holy Spirit. Thank you for sending your Holy Spirit, Yahweh, our Abba, Father, to us to be our counselor and our guide, and help us to stay in the lighted path of righteousness. We love you, Holy Spirit. So, everyone, let us put on our armor, Ephesians 6:13 through 18. Therefore, put on the full armor of God. When the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground after you've done everything to stand. Stand firm and with the belt of truth buckled around your waist. Your breastplate of righteousness to place with your feet fitted with readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, which can extinguish all flaming arrows of the evil one. Put on the helmet of salvation, take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all kinds of occasions, all kinds of prayers, requests, and supplications. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray, amen. Our Yeshua HaMashiach, amen. And Psalm 91, more protection. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of my Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely he will save you from the fowler's snare, from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers. Under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and your rampart. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks at darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you, no disaster will come near your tent. For you commanded the angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They lift you up in their hands, that you will not strike your foot against the stone. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because he loves me, said the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him an honor of long life while I satisfy him and show him my salvation. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Psalm 91. And Psalm 100, my favorite. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good. His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues to all generations. Psalm 100. Yeshua, I pray, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Psalm 103. Praise the Lord, all my soul, all my inmost being. Praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, all my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things, so your youth is renewed like eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. He has made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he moved our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass. He flourishes like the flower of the field. The wind blows over it and is gone. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children, with those who keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Praise the Lord, all you angels, you mighty ones who do his bidding, who obey his word. Praise the Lord, all his heavenly hosts, you servants who do his will. Praise the Lord, all his works, everywhere in his dominion. Praise the Lord, oh my soul. Praise you, praise you, praise you, Father God, my Alma. Praise you, my Lord Jesus, praise you. Holy Spirit. Okay, let's do Psalm 51. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion. Blot out my transgression. Wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgression and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are proved right when you speak and justified when you judge. Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. Surely you desire truth in the inner parts. You teach me wisdom in the inmost place. Cleanse me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sin and blot out all my iniquity. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Then I will teach transgressors your ways and sinners will turn back to you. Save me from blood guilt, O God, the God who saves. And my tongue will sing of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. You did not delight in sacrifice, or I would bring it. You did not take pleasure in burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. O God, you will not despise. In your good pleasure, make Zion prosper. Build up the walls of Jerusalem. Then there will be righteous sacrifices, whole burnt offerings to delight you. Then bulls will be offered on your altar. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray, amen. Psalm 51. Praise you, praise you. One last one here. I love Psalm 27 as well. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life, and whom shall I be afraid? What evil men advance against me to devour my flesh? My enemies and my foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then will I be confident. One thing I ask of the Lord, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. In the day of trouble he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his tabernacle and set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. And at his tabernacle I sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. Hear my voice when I call, O Lord. Be merciful to me and answer me. My heart says, you seek his face. Your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my helper. Not reject me or forsake me, O God, my Savior. Though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Teach me your way, O Lord. Lead me in a straight path because of my oppressors. Do not turn me over to the desires of my foes, for false witnesses rise up against me, breathing out violence. I am still confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong. Take heart and wait for the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Psalm 27. Praise you, Jesus. We praise you, praise you, praise you. We worship you. I love you, my sweet Lord Jesus. Praise you. I praise you, Jesus. Worthy is the Lamb who was and is to come today. We welcome you, Lord, today. Come, glorious Father. Come, King of Kings. Come, Lord of Lords. Come today. He's yesterday. Praise you, Jesus. We praise you. We praise you. We worship you. We love you. Amazing. You are an amazing bridegroom. Love you, Jesus. So here at Rapture Centric Church, I am actually having technical difficulties. Blog Talk is down for maintenance. So I am not able to get into the studio at all or play any music, with exception of the one that is, the song that played is already preloaded into the show. So immediately when someone calls in, the host calls in, it automatically plays when the show starts. So that's the entrance music. That's the only one I was able to play. I was thankful that I wrote down the number for the call-in for the host, so I was able to at least start the show and talk to y'all. I was a little delayed because I was waiting to see if Blog Talk would come back online, because it says they will be back online shortly, but it's already been 25 minutes, and they're still not online. So it looks like it's just Jesus, Holy Spirit, Naba, and I, and all of you listening to me, of course. I cannot bring any callers online. I can't open chat. I don't have any of that stuff. So I love you all. I love you, my Rapture-centric church family, and everyone listening, whether at archives, whether you've called in and listening now. I love you all. God bless you all. I pray that you're having an amazing, blessed day. I just have to say, hold on. We're almost home. We're almost there. A long journey, but of course Jesus has had a longer journey. But it's a long journey, and we're just, the rest of our body is about to cross the finish line. A lot of rapture-centric peeps have been moving, and I believe the next move, of course, would be heaven, Jesus. I've had another moving dream. I think I said that. I may have said that last time. I've also had a lot of flirts lately with Christmas in July. Like, I had a random email from some company, and, of course, the header was Christmas in July. And then I went to, I decided I was going to go turn on the radio. I have my the new car that Lord blessed me with, of course. And I went to turn on the radio because I never listen to the radio because I like to keep it quiet and be at peace and, you know, listen for the Lord and talk with the Lord. But anyway, I just had in my spirit to turn on the radio. And so I turned it on the radio to like a, you know, a slower song station. And it was like an interview. I don't know if this person had just won or whatever, but he said, and by the way, this is what I heard. And by the way, this is when I turned it on. And by the way, what's your favorite color? And she said green. And he said, oh, I thought you were going to say red. And he said, regardless, they're both Christmas colors. And then the girl who said green said, yes, Christmas in July. I've heard that, she said. I've heard about Christmas in July. So that was an amazing flirt. Here we're talking about red and green. And, of course, Jerry was just talking about, with Jason, the red and green rings or jewels. I'm not sure if they're rings or what, but they're jewels that Jason was selling of Koreans. And, of course, we're talking about red and green, of course, which is stop and go, stoplight as well. Also Christmas colors and Christmas in July, of course, what Carol got. So I had that other Christmas in July flirt, and then I think there were two other advertisements. I don't know if it was reading a newspaper online. Anyway, Christmas in July came up again, so I had a lot of Christmas in July flirts. And I have to say, the one on the radio yesterday when I was on my way home from work really touched my spirit, got me teary-eyed. That was pretty amazing. That was like the best flirt. So that's all I really have as far as that kind of stuff. I know a lot of moves have happened. Stacy and Judy and Raina have all moved, and the moves are complete. Our next move, like I said, is to heaven. We can hardly wait. I can hardly wait to see that face of our sweet Lord Jesus in person and run into his arms and give him a big, huge hug and never leave him. I'll hug him, be able to hug him every day in person for eternity. Amazing, amazing, amazing. You are amazing, our Father God. You're amazing, my Lord Jesus. Thank you for answering all of our prayers. You're amazing. We pray for your lost. I cover them with the precious blood of Jesus. I pray for the conversion and the salvation of the lost, no matter how they're lost, because there are many, many ways why your children are lost and not seeking you, Lord. So I pray, no matter what their reason is, I pray, Lord Jesus, Abba Father, that they turn to you, that they cry out to you for help, that they seek you, that they ask for forgiveness, and that they realize you are the one and only, my Lord Jesus. You are the Messiah, you are the Savior, and that they realize the only way into heaven for eternity, which will have a choice of heaven or hell, the only way into heaven is to be with you, Lord Jesus, and with Abba Father, Yahweh, God, our Creator, is to choose you, Lord Jesus, for you are the way, the truth, and the life. As you say, I am the way, the truth, and life. No one comes to the Father except through me. That's what you say in your word, and you are the word, Lord. So I pray for those lost. And I pray for all the Christians being persecuted, whether it be in our country or all of the other countries, like we cover them with the precious blood of Jesus and your holy wounds. And pray, Lord Jesus, send your angels around them and protect them and keep them safe. Let them escape from their captors. Let their captors' guns not shoot, their hands not slap, their mouth not spit, their feet not kick. Let their guns not work. Let their knives not cut. Let their guillotines not slice. However they're trying to hurt your people, I pray that it doesn't happen, and I pray that they escape. And if it does, it is your will that they perish for your glory, I pray, Lord Jesus, that they just shout your name with excitement and joy, and that you shower them with peace so they feel no pain, whether they be tortured or at the hands of death, or we'll say falling asleep to come be with you. I pray you bring up peace, just joy. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Praise you. 2 Timothy 4, 6, or actually starting with 6. For I'm already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time has come for my departure. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there's in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. In Jesus Christ, I pray, amen. I listened to church that Jerry hosted the other day. I didn't know we were having RCC. I was bummed because I could have called in, but I didn't realize it was going on. Anyway, there was something that he had said, and I forgot that I was thinking about and going to comment on. I forgot what it was. Anyway, that's really all that I have. I'm going to try to play a song via my computer to see if that works. Hopefully y'all can hear it. I'm going to try to praise the Lord through a computer. But first, I believe I'm going to do a little communion. So if you want to do a little communion with me, grab your communion elements or air elements, air communion. As long as you're doing it for the Lord, it matters. Make sure you ask for forgiveness, of course, as it says before. But I would just ask for forgiveness for all of us. In Jesus' name, Lord Jesus, we repent. All our sin, we ask forgiveness of our sin. Forgive us for what we've done, known and unknown. Forgive us anything, our sins. Forgive us our transgressions. Forgive us our iniquities. And thank you, Lord Jesus, because of your precious bloodshed on the cross, your sacrifice on the cross, we are forgiven. Because of your blood, Lord Jesus, and your blood is the only way we are forgiven. Thank you, Jesus, for the ultimate price you paid for us. We love you. Thank you that our flesh was crucified on the cross of your flesh. And therefore, we are new creations in Christ Jesus because of your resurrection from the dead after 3 days. Praise you, Jesus. We praise you. We praise you. We worship you. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for forgiving us. Thank you because of the blood shed on the cross, Lord Jesus. Our sins are remembered no more. We ask for forgiveness. We mean it in our hearts. Thank you. Thank you, Abba Father, for sacrificing your only son for us. All right, in Jesus' name I pray, amen. So here we are, the Lord Jesus. This is 1 Corinthians 11. I'm trying to read the numbers. My contacts are a little fuzzy right now, but anyway, 1 Corinthians 11, towards the bottom. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, thank you, Jesus, for your body. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for allowing your body to be beaten and scourged and spit upon. Thank you, allowing your body to take all of our sin, all of our oppression, all our poverty, everything that was displeasing to you upon your body. Over us, thank you, Jesus, for your body. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Take your bread, partaking of bread together. In the same way, after supper, he took this cup, saying, this cup is a covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it. In remembrance of me, thank you, Jesus, for your bloodshed. Thank you for the ultimate price you paid. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that your blood is covering us and cleansing us, that our sins, transgressions, and iniquities have been washed away, and that they are remembered no more because of your blood, your amazing blood. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Everyone take your cup, drink, partake of your cup together. Thank you, Jesus. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. praise you, Jesus. We praise you. We praise you. We worship you. There is no one like you. In Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, I command all sickness, disease, infirmities to leave Jason's body. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray, amen. In Jesus' name, I command all sickness, disease, infirmities to leave Geraldine's body. In the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, I pray, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command all sickness, disease, infirmities to leave Carol's body and Mama Pat's body. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray, amen. In Jesus' name, I command all sickness, disease, infirmities to leave Keith's body. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen. In Jesus' name, I command all sickness and disease infirmities to leave all of the RCC and their families' bodies. In the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, I pray, amen. For you, Lord Jesus, by your stripes, Lord Jesus, we are healed. We are healed by your stripes, according to Isaiah 51. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, we are healed. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, we are forgiven. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, we are blessed and favored. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, praise you, praise you. We praise you, we praise you, we worship you. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, we have favor and blessings. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, we have peace in our households, peace within ourselves, peace in our surroundings. In the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, I pray, amen. Praise you, praise you, praise you, Abba Father God. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
You are perfect in all your ways, Abba. Your timing is perfect. We know, Yahweh, that you have plans for everything, and everything runs like clockwork, and that you have a perfect time and place for everything. And we would just wait patiently for your next move. We wait patiently for you, send your Lord Jesus to come rescue us, his elopture bride and his bride. Bring us home to heaven for eternity. In Jesus' name, your name we pray, Lord Jesus. Amen. Help us to do your will, Abba. To do your will for us, for our lives. In his name. So if you're listening now, if you're just joining, the studio is down, so I am not able to answer. If you've called in, I don't know you've called in because I can't get to the studio and I can't unmute anyone. So, and I can't open chat. So if you're trying to get chat, I can't get into chat. I can't unmute anyone. If you've called in, I don't know if anyone's called in. Just Jesus, Holy Spirit, and Abba and I hanging out in my room here. I'm trying to play some music via my computer. So you don't have me talking this whole time. But at least I'm speaking God's word. That's the most important thing, the most precious word to anyone's ear is the word of our Father God, our Abba, our Lord Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Father God. Praise your Holy Spirit. You are a healer. We adore you, our Lord of Lords, our King of Kings, our Jesus Christ, our King, our Savior, our salvation, our Bridegroom, our friend, our love. We love you, Lord Jesus. We praise you. We praise you. We worship you. Spirit and the Bride say, come, come today, Lord Jesus. Come take us home. Praise you, Jesus. We love you. God bless you all. Have a blessed night. See you in the air. Love you. Love you, Jesus. are coming home, Jesus. See you in the air when you call our name. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, I pray, amen.